Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
In a moment, we're going to talk about an initiative by veterans to get movies certified as depicting veterans in an appropriate way. We'll talk about that in just a moment. But since 1985, Movie Guide, a Christian film media outlet, has rated movies on how they present family-friendly and faith-based values. And according to their newest press release, which we got the other day, conservative movies were significantly more profitable than liberal ones in 2014. They're crowing about this. Rafer Guzman, film critic for Newsday, co-host of the Movie Date podcast, is here. What do you think of all this, Rafer?
Well, I think Movie Guide is doing what any other interest group like women or Hispanics or ethnic, any kind of ethnic group is doing. They're trying to say, hey, Hollywood, we're out here. We spend money. Why don't you make more movies that appeal to us and cater to our tastes? I think what's kind of odd about this press release is that they really twisted the definition of a conservative movie almost beyond recognition. Take a movie like Captain America, The Winter Soldier, which counts in their view as a conservative film. That's about Captain America trying to essentially take down the NSA. He's trying to combat the global, you know, surveillance system. Is that conservative? Is that liberal?
It's got a lot of red, white, and blue in it. So
I mean, if that counts, then I suppose that counts. They also included Mockingjay, the Hunger Games movie, which is about a revolution, about insurrection and, you know, what you and I might call terrorism. They're taking down a government. So I'm not really sure.
Well, isn't the Tea Party about an insurrection?
I mean, I guess if you want to go, you know, sort of full circle, I suppose you could include almost everything in here. But, you know, they also list liberal movies like Boyhood. I'm not really sure what's liberal about Boyhood. It takes place in Texas. The family's a gun-owning family. The kid in the movie gets a gun for his birthday when he's very young. I'm not sure what's so liberal about that film.
Bad words.
Maybe
smoking pot.
Divorced parents. Is
Possibly,
that what it is?
No.
I mean, I don't know.
This was more ideologically clear, it seemed to me, when the movie The Passion of the Christ was being released, and there was controversy over whether it was offensive to Jews, whether it was, some sort of Christian sort of vengeance project.
Right. I mean, the faith-based market loves to point to that movie because it was such a blockbuster. But if you really look at what I think you and I would call clearly faith-based movies in 2014, they did well, but it's kind of a mixed bag. You've got movies like Heaven is for Real, which did $92 million. That's really good.
Mm-hmm.
Then you've got a movie like Left Behind, which did $14 million. That was a bomb. So I don't really think you can say that when these movies come out, they're guaranteed to make scads of money.
Do viewers respond to this kind of thing?
This is Garrett from Georgetown, Indiana. And in all honesty, I'm a Republican, and I'm a huge movie buff. I go to see lots of movies from various spectrums. I think Republicans, Democrats, or independents, you need to have a diverse source of information in order to make a responsible decision and opinion on an issue.
And just to give equal time.
Saren from Pompton Lakes. I would say that I lean towards the Democratic Party. I watch a lot of documentaries on the environment, animal activism, global warming, organic versus pesticides.
Now, all of those are fringe genres there from Saren and Pompton Lakes, but Hollywood would really make a mistake if it tried to gear movies specifically to political ideologies, right?
I think that's true. My gut feeling, I have no real data to back this up, but my gut feeling is that your average American moviegoer does not want to be preached to. I think that's one reason why a lot of these very, very explicitly faith-based movies that really sledgehammer you with a message don't do that well. I think people, when they go into a movie, they don't want an agenda, no matter what it is. They don't want that pushed down their throat. They want to be entertained. And I think your average moviegoer knows when he's being sold or pushed something like that.
Well, for instance, I totally understood that the Lego movie was about fascism.
The Lego, right.
Maybe
CEO.
Not. Maybe not. Yeah. Exactly. Plastic fascism. But the sort of morality story of a movie like Star Wars, does it attract Democrats and Republicans to say that this movie is about us?
I mean, I suppose, you know, if you want to, I guess you could see just about anything you want to see in the movie, which I think is what Movie Guide has done. You know, I mean, in 2008, they have a history of this. In 2008, they cited WALL-E as a movie that was an example of a good pro-American, pro-capitalist film. WALL-E was, you know, about the Earth being sapped of its resources and destroyed by a large company. It was, it was like an eco-parable, essentially. So I think if you want to see what you want to see, you're going to be able to do that.
Rafer Guzman, film critic for Newsday and co-host of the Movie Day podcast. Thanks, Rafe.
Thanks, John.